By Sunday morning, the Alaska Volcano Observatory had increased the alert level for the Vinnyaminov volcano up to watch. Jeff Freimuller is the coordinating scientist with the UAF Geophysical Institute, which is one of the partnering agencies in the Alaska Volcano Observatory. He says some of the monitoring efforts were hampered by the large storm system that rolled through the area Monday night.
There was a pretty big storm that came through within the last day or so, and so actually the storm noise was quite loud as well on the seismometers. That seems to be passing, but looks like the eruptive activity has continued up to the present. So it has been as vigorous or more vigorous than at any point in the current eruption that started back in June.
AVO reports that the eruption is characterized by lava effusion from the cone in the summit caldera. However, Freimuller confirms that clouds have hampered satellite observations.
I don't think we have any visual evidence at this point for exactly what's happening. I don't think we've had any photos sent by anybody who happened to be flying over. We had thermal remote sensing data that showed very, very high temperatures on the ground, and so high enough that it almost had to be lava on the surface. Did not yet see any evidence of any detectable or substantial ash in the atmosphere. So it looks like it's putting out lava, but not really putting out very much ash.
The Vinnyaminov volcano is located on the Alaska Peninsula, and it's one of the more active volcanoes in the state, with 13 confirmed eruptions in the last 200 years. The task of monitoring Alaska's volcanoes is left to the Alaska Volcano Observatory, which is a cooperative program of the U.S. Geological Survey, the UAF Geophysical Institute, and the Alaska Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys. Freimuller confirms that the ongoing shutdown of the federal government is impacting the work of the observatory.
The main impact right now of the shutdown is that almost all of the USGS staff associated with ABO were furloughed. So the university people are not affected. The state geological survey people are not affected. But the USGS people are. And at the moment, because of the budget cuts that came from sequestration, in certain disciplines, our expertise are almost all focused or concentrated now within the USGS people. So, you know, AVO used to support a lot more seismology here at the university. That all got cut out with the sequestration because we took, you know, basically a 50% budget cut at the time of the sequestration. AVO took about a 50% cut in its operations as a result of the sequestration. So these were really, really big impacts from sequestration. And so in both seismology and remote sensing, most of the remaining expertise is concentrated in the USGS staff who were, you know, who didn't get cut, basically, in terms of people. And now they're furloughed. So it's pretty thin. There's a small number of people having to sort of cover all of those operational things.
Earlier this month, AVO issued a statement about the government shutdown. In that statement, it was confirmed that AVO will remain operational, but staffing levels have been greatly reduced. Freimuller notes that under certain circumstances, those furloughed can be recalled to duty.
If something does escalate, so if there was an escalation of Vinnyaminov or for example, a Cook Inlet volcano went into unrest, then the scientist in charge, John Power, can actually bring the USGS personnel back. So they have a procedure if there's an issue that would affect public safety. They do have a mechanism for bringing people back to active duty off their furlough, but they can only do it in the case of, you know, sort of a threat to public safety.
The website of the Alaska Volcano Observatory is still up and running, and you can follow the activity at the Vinnyaminov volcano and all of the other volcanoes in Alaska on that website at avo.alaska.edu. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.